Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's not even Christmas yet, and I feel like you already got the biggest Christmas present ever.
Kel, what's the first thing I turn on when we get into the studio?
The weather.
Fox Weather Channel, to be specific. I got an email from one of their producers that reached out to me and want to have myself and my daughter Reese on a segment Saturday morning.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool. I'm very excited
this
for you.
This is huge for me. I love the Weather Channel. So the segment is called ROWI, R-O-W-I, which stands for Risk of Weather Impact. Where what they do on Saturdays is they show weather conditions for the NFL games the following day.
Okay.
So they kind of let you know how the game's going to go with, you know, winds and rain and snow,
it could
whatever.
Be a factor.
Whatever it may be, right.
Yeah.
And they caught wind of Reese's football picks that she does.
Uh-huh.
And they said this would be a great tie to have her and you on. And we'll talk about her picks and we'll get some insight from you guys about the games upcoming and why she thinks these teams are going to win. So I am beyond thrilled. Now, I'm a little worried.
Is it live?
It is going to be live. That's one of my worries. The other one, they're on the East Coast, so they're like, how's like a 9:30 call time for you guys? East Coast time. I'm like, that's 6:30. I was watching Reese on my little camera here to see when she wakes up. It was like 7:30. She was still out. I'm like,
so
oh,
you're
going to
put a four-year-old on live TV tired?
Well, I'm going to try. That's the key word right there.
Okay, can you give us a little behind the scenes? Because when Reese does her picks, she's a pro. It's so good. But behind the scenes, is she that good or is it a little bit of, okay, babe, gonna need you to smile? Like, how is she gonna do live?
There are times where I have to catch her when she's in a good mood. She has to have her snack. She's got to be fueled, ready to go. And she does enjoy playing. And obviously she knows the teams when she picks them up and throws them. She's not really one to really like enjoy like the live spotlight like that. Like if I say, okay, we're gonna be on TV, she'll be like, no, I don't want to do it. So I'm going
to
have to say,
lie.
Say, hey, we're going to FaceTime my friend so-and-so and maybe give her like some ice cream or something. Get her all hopped up at 6 a.m. So, Fox Weather Channel, 6:30 on Saturday morning. My daughter Reese and I will be on.
I can't wait to watch it.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Let's ruffle some Christmas feathers with unpopular Christmas opinions.
Ready for mine?
Yep.
I believe that candy canes are the candy corn of Halloween.
Of Christmas?
Sure. However you want to word it. Basically, what I'm trying to say is candy canes are overrated and gross.
I would agree with you. Plus, they're awkward to eat.
Yes, and I think that's a big reason why. I think they look good as maybe like a decoration on a tree, or maybe you can just put them out as decor. There's really no reason to unwrap it and to be, you know, sucking on that thing. All of a sudden, it gets to the point where, yes, you get to the U shape in the candy cane. You're like, what the heck am I supposed to do with this?
You look like a hooked fish.
Bingo.
I will say, though, over the weekend, I had a Skittles candy cane. Amazing.
That's a different discussion if we have certain flavors.
All right. My unpopular Christmas opinion is almost along the same lines as far as flavoring. Peppermint mocha is disgusting. There is no reason why chocolate and mocha should be put together in your coffee. Gross.
I could see that. Did you just recently have one?
No, because they're disgusting. I won't drink it.
But you've had one before.
I've tried it and it like, ooh.
You've come to the conclusion that they just don't pair well.
They don't. And I don't know why this is always such a seasonal thing. I know like people call me out for my pumpkin spice latte addiction and they'll do the same thing with the creamers like I do, like stock up. Gross. It does not taste good together.
Do you have a Christmas drink that you look forward to? Just like, you know, when fall comes around, you get the pumpkin spice. Is there like a Christmas one that you're always excited about?
Red wine. And that pairs well with everything.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Praying for patience for all of the parents who are about to have their kids home for a couple weeks for Christmas break. Today is the last day for my kids at school, and I'm already trying to, in my head, mentally prepare for all the questions that are going to come. So every Thursday we do Carter's question because he is 10 years old and full of them. So he's got one for you today.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
Hi, it's Carter for Carter's question. I want to know what's your favorite Christmas tradition. My favorite is on Christmas Eve, I get to see my family on my mom's side and my dad's side. And usually we eat some good food. Mm-hmm. I eat 75% of it. The other 25% is for other people.
Okay.
And we play games. Mm-hmm. And then after all that, the good part comes up. Presents.
Oh my gosh. That's what he's in it for. He's in it for the presents. I do like that he did name family before presents.
That was very thoughtful.
But the presents come from family, so I'm sure it was all connected.
Every kid gets a kick out of the presents, you know?
Do you and your family have any sort of family tradition that's tied around Christmas?
I remember growing up, we'd all gather around the TV and watch all the classics, all our favorite Christmas movies. It'd be like night after night. As far as like myself, my wife, and the kids, I can't say that we have like a solidified tradition quite yet. I do like Christmas morning, my wife makes homemade cinnamon rolls.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Delicious. But as far as like going and doing something, we haven't quite gotten there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll get some ideas.
I think that's what I need.
What do you do as a Christmas tradition? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. I will tell you, my favorite Christmas tradition has to do with stealing.
Thank gosh, Kelly.
But it's dealing with the family.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it in 6 minutes. You better watch out when the Clarks roll in. That is my maiden name. And my favorite Christmas tradition is the Grinch game. We play with my mom's side of the family. That is my Italian side of the family. And so it's the game where everybody brings a $25 gift. You wrap it up, pick numbers, but you can steal gifts. And the Italian really comes out because you will see families that are plotting against other families. Okay, if you steal from so-and-so, and then I'm going to steal from you, and then it's going to be frozen, then you're going to get, I mean, it is full-on war. There are alliances. My dad is the worst. He will get a gift. He doesn't even want it. He just wants to steal it from someone.
Like a Christmas episode of The Sopranos.
It really is. It is amazing. By far my favorite Christmas tradition. And that is Carter's question. He wants to know, what is the tradition that you look forward to every year? Sean, what is it for you?
I would say snow day and stockings.
Oh, snow day? Like, do your parents take you up to the snow where you can play?
Yeah, our city does it.
Where do you live? What city are you in?
Paris.
You have snow days in Paris?
I thought Sean was calling us from Buffalo.
I know.
It's California still.
Hey, Sean, what's the coolest thing you've ever got in your stocking?
I would say an Arizona keychain. Oh, and my Meow Cigarda. It's a Pokemon.
Nice. Ooh. Let's go back to the Arizona tea thing, because I love those. What was it specifically that you got?
An Arizona keychain, not Arizona tea.
I thought she got like a value pack of the teas.
Sean, don't mind Anthony, right, okay? He's crazy over here. Merry Christmas to you, Sean.
Bye.
I hope Tori's listening. You would be happy with Arizona iced tea?
100%. Imagine getting some of those in your stocking, and the price of those has not gone up. They're still, what, 99 cents?
How big is your stocking? Those things are like 40s.
You could throw two in there. Maybe give me a couple different stockings, throw some more in there. Lots of flavors. That's
Yo, Santa, when you swing by Arizona.
When you swing by the gas station, you're coming over. That's exactly what I want.
All right. Other Christmas traditions people are weighing in. 951 says our family Christmas tradition is everybody gets to open one gift on Christmas Eve.
That seems to be happening in a lot of families. I have the same text here from the 951 saying opening one present on Christmas Eve and then on Christmas Day watching football, going to grandma's house, having breakfast. That sounds like a nice jam-packed Christmas Day.
I wonder, though, Is it like the present mom gets to pick it? Like, because you know, if a kid gets to pick that big one,
the giant one,
that's what I'm opening. Yeah, 1 week until Christmas, and we want to know, what is your all-time favorite Christmas tradition? That is Carter's question. And I can't believe that you and your family don't have your own tradition.
Unless my wife's listening, she texts one to me that I'm not thinking of. I can't. I mean, we'll go out. We'll look at Christmas lights. We make some good food. We have family over. But there's nothing that, like, the four of us have started doing yet to call a tradition. I mean, my son's 10 months old. This will be his very first Christmas.
Right.
Oh, so I think kind of as, like, the years go on, maybe we'll develop one and we'll have it.
You know, I forgot our big tradition is our giant Christmas party that we do every year. So we do have a us family tradition.
Which you're going to have to work on just picking your favorite people to show up.
I love everybody.
Because having 100 people at your house is ridiculous.
Christy, what is your all-time favorite Christmas tradition?
So we've been doing this since the mid-80s. We started a tablecloth that we write down, like, things that happened that year. Big things, little things, important things, sad things. So we had to, a few years ago, we had to start a new tablecloth because the other one was so full. So we will just sit around for hours and laugh and cry and just sit and read and look over the tablecloth. And it's by far my favorite tradition we have done ever.
Fiona and Amy and Hennett, what is your favorite Christmas tradition?
I want to say our elf on the shelf.
Ooh, what's your elf's name?
Hot Cocoa.
Oh, what's the craziest thing Hot Cocoa has done, or where you found him or her?
Hot Cocoa's actually a girl. For the past 3 days, she's been landing in my room.
She's been in your room? Does she get into mischief, or is she a good elf?
She's a good elf. She doesn't really get into mischief much.
Do you like having a roommate? It's Hot Cocoa? Hot Chocolate? Is she messy?
Hot Cocoa.
Get it right.
Thank you. Is she a good roommate? You like having her in your room?
Yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Well, good for them. You know, my kids once asked for an elf on a shelf, and unfortunately, they don't service our area. So I told them, sorry, guys.
So?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but the elves just don't service the DeVore area. So
what, do they work for Spectrum?
909 says our favorite Christmas tradition is watching A Christmas Story and drinking eggnog with or without an adult twist.
Sweet. I'm telling you, Kel, you've got to. You said you tried eggnog once. Did you tell me you at least tried it and you weren't a fan?
Not a fan.
Try it again.
I'm also not a fan of A Christmas Story.
And yeah, you wouldn't want to celebrate with those guys.
I would need an extra adult twist to enjoy it all.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It's not going to be a white Christmas, but it is going to be a wet Christmas. Did you see the storm that is brewing just before Christmas?
Our first week of vacation.
I know.
I mean, it's not like a sprinkle. It looks like it is going to be a downpour starting on Tuesday in parts of the IE, leading all the way up to Saturday, which is, as far as I can see, percentages from 70 to 90. I got the little lightning bolt icon.
Well, and for Christmas Eve, that's our big day to travel, because both my father-in-law celebrates on that day and then my family celebrates. So we do the full tour. We start in the morning, we go to the cemetery where my mother-in-law is buried, and then we go to my father-in-law's house, then we're going to leave there. We're going to go to my parents' house, and then we got to get back home before Santa gets there.
And Christmas Eve is Wednesday, right?
Yep, that's where it's the highest percentage.
That's the full day of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, well, I mean, lucky for anybody who's not going to be traveling, is just going to be parked at home. Like, enjoy the rain coming down. We're hosting Christmas on Christmas Eve with my wife's family. And I thought, man, everyone's going to be trekking mud inside. It's going to be all wet. But if you remember, we're having our sock parties. We don't do shoes in the house anymore. So everyone, it should be all dry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.